It has been a busy 2 weeks in political news from the United States. President Donald Trump dismissed James Comey, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Comey was leading an investigation into possible connections between the Trump campaign and Russian interference with the November presidential election. The dismissal happened last week. This week, The Washington Post reported that Trump shared classified information during his meeting with Russian officials. And The New York Times reported about a memo that James Comey reportedly wrote. It said Trump had asked him to end a federal investigation into a former top Trump administration official. And on Wednesday, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein named a special counsel to take over the government's Russia investigation. He appointed Robert Mueller, who served as FBI director from 2001 to 2013. Things are happening so fast that it is difficult to keep up. Larry Sabato is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Everyone I know in the political system, on all sides and in all professions, is exhausted, he said. There's never a break. Allison Howard is a therapist in Washington, D.C. Almost every day, she hears from patients who are stressed out about what they have watched or read in the news about politics. Howard told VOA that people seem to deal with this stress in different ways. Some try to avoid reading or watching as much news as they have in the past. Howard said, others take comfort in signing into social media and finding that other people feel the same way that they do. Lyle Cope, a Republican voter in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, said he is feeling the stress of the regular breaking news reports on cable news networks. Pretty much anybody who is paying attention is stressed out by the constant flow of things coming from this administration, he said. Cope is retired after helping run centers for the mentally disabled. Cope voted for the losing Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton, rather than Trump, a fellow Republican. I think my decision not to vote for Trump has been borne out, Cope said. He criticizes Trump for supporting a health care bill that will stop coverage for millions of Americans, and reports that he shared secret information with Russian officials. Frightening, Cope said. Stephen Gell is a lawyer in Louisiana and a Republican who voted for Trump and continues to support the president. He said Trump's flamboyant personality is a big change. His style is very different than most presidents people have known, Gell said, and I think that takes people aback. Gell praises Trump for carrying out campaign promises to improve enforcement of immigration laws and increase jobs through reduced regulations and tax cuts. Responding to news about Robert Mueller as special counsel, Trump was measured at first. He predicted the investigation will clear him and his political campaign. But hours later on Twitter, he was direct in expressing unhappiness. This is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history, he wrote. Starting this weekend, Trump again will be in the news as he begins his first international trip as president. I'm Katie Weaver.